everything you've worked so hard to hide. Let it out, let it out. Leave it at the cross where Jesus died. Take off your mask, find peace at last, 'cause he loves you more than you could ever know.
FM 94.3 WJTL, Chris and Conrad, Let It Out. Riley, Change Me God, Hillsong United, So Will I. Hey, good morning to you at 7:50.
Weather-wise, we have a winter weather advisory in effect from 3 a.m. to 7 p.m. Wednesday. Today, cloudy this morning. We do have a chance of flurries, then partly sunny and 38. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We drop to about 27. Then tricky drives to work and school tomorrow. Yeah, snow in the morning, changing to sleet and rain, then all rain. We could see 1 to 3 inches, highs expected near 39. Right now, it is 27 in York and 28 in Lancaster.
Our very special guests, Melissa, Miranda, and Savannah from Hinkletown Mennonite. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Melissa Beidler, the Director of Enrollment at Hinkletown Mennonite School. Melissa, tell us all about Hinkletown.
Well, Hinkletown is a great place to be. I am both the Director of Enrollment and a parent. My children go there as well. It's great to have Miranda, my daughter, along here this morning. And the thing that is just really exciting about students learning at HMS is the way there is so much hands-on learning that happens. Kids get to try things. They get to touch the critters in the science labs. They get to build their own houses and wire them for electricity in fourth and fifth grade.
Wow.
They get to experiment with mousetrap cars and building bridges. All sorts of learning that happens, and the kids just come home with lots of stories about what they're doing every day.
And where's Hinkletown located?
Hinkletown is located between Ephrata and New Holland. We serve students in pre-K through 8th grade, and now, this year as well, we serve students in 9th through 12th with our non-traditional venture program. So a very personalized learning experience for 9th through 12th graders that gives them community connections that are going to serve them, whether they're going to college or going into the workforce.
Very cool. I understand if folks want to get more information, one thing they could do is visit you online.
HMSK8.org.
Another thing they could do is come out to your open house.
Absolutely. February is a time where lots of visitors can come and check out HMS in a variety of ways. We have our open house this Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. The snow shouldn't interfere with that.
Yay.
So we're looking forward to that this Thursday as well as next Wednesday and a variety of other times. And then towards the end of the month, we have the middle school theater production of Anne of Green Gables. And a number of people, all the kids in middle school are involved in that either on stage or backstage. Savannah and Miranda here with me this morning as well play some of those roles for that production.
And we're going to find out a little bit more about that. Miranda is with us this morning. Miranda, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What grade are you in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Eighth grade. Tell us about the role you're playing.
So I'm Rachel Lind, and she is very much a nosy and gossipy character and very good friends with Marilla Cuthbert.
And do you enjoy playing her?
Yeah, she's very different than I am in real life.
Yeah.
So it's fun to just be someone that's totally different from me for a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. Now, do you have like a line or a certain part of the show that you could do that kind of gives us a glimpse into Rachel Lind's character?
Yeah, it's the first line that I have in the show, actually.
Go for it.
As I live and breathe, Matthew Cuthbert, in his Sunday suit, on a weekday. Where is he going and why? That's what I'd like to know. Doesn't need his Sunday suit to go after the turnip seed, and he wasn't driving fast enough to go for the doctor. I'm clean, puzzled, and won't know a moment's peace till I ask Marilla. If you want my opinion, which I'm sure you don't, that brother of hers is the oddest fellow in all Canada. Can't get a blessed word out of him.
You picked the perfect, that was wonderful. You picked a great thing to show you're so interested in everybody else's business. That's great. So you're in eighth grade. Yes. How long have you been going to Hinkletown?
I've been at Hinkletown since I was in kindergarten.
Wow. What do you love about it? What's your favorite thing?
I love all the teachers are very supportive of us, and they just really want to see us succeed in learning and just in life. It's so fun.
Very cool. Savannah Martin's with us this morning. Good morning to you, Savannah.
Good morning.
Tell us about the role you're playing.
Okay, so I'm playing Anne, and she is very imaginative, and she has a really funny temper, and like she is really happy at times, really sad at times, and really angry at times, so it's really fun to play her.
So like a teenager.
Yep. I guess.
Do you have any lines that you could do for us that kind of give us a glimpse into Anne's character?
Yeah, this is my first line. Okay. So, my arms are black and blue from pinching myself, so I can't be dreaming. It's real. I'm really going to live on Prince Edward Island with a family of my very own, maybe even a bosom friend.
Very good. Yeah. So, do you enjoy playing Anne?
Yeah, she's very interesting.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
How about the school? How long have you been going to Hinkletown?
I've been going to Hinkletown, like I started in preschool, so.
So a long time. What do you enjoy about going to Hinkletown?
I like that, like, everyone there is really nice to you. Like, the teachers, they're very, very supported.
There you go.
Supportive. Yeah. And then, like Miranda said, they, like, want to see you succeed and... they're really helpful and all that.
So. Very cool. Hinkletown Mennonite School. They have the middle school play that's coming up, Anne of Green Gables. It's February 23rd, February 24th. Also, the open house coming up this Thursday and next Wednesday, February 14th. Get all the info online, hmsk8.org. That's hmsk8.org. Ladies, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was great having you all. Back to the music we go. This is Laura Story with Extraordinary FM 90.